In this bulletin, more sanctions considered after the number of protesters killed in Myanmar rises to 3. Assurances of vaccine safety ahead of the rollout of Australia's largest ever vaccination program. And in tennis, Naomi Osaka claims a second Australian Open title. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. The European Union and the UK say more sanctions are being considered against Myanmar after two people were killed in the worst violence yet in more than 2 weeks of demonstrations against the military coup. Witnesses say police used live ammunition to disperse demonstrators in Mandalay. The United States, Britain, Canada and New Zealand have already announced limited sanctions with a focus on military leaders. Meanwhile, the country is mourning the death of a 20-year-old protester who was shot in the head last week in Myanmar's capital, Naypyidaw.
We protesters feel like she is our own daughter who died from the gunshot wound. Being a 19-year-old, she had a bright future with dreams, but now she has left that all behind. We can't even describe our feelings in words.
Health authorities are assuring the public about the safety of coronavirus vaccines approved for use in Australia. It comes after multiple anti-vaccination demonstrators were arrested following protests in capital cities across the country yesterday. The protests were in response to the rollout of the vaccination program, which begins tomorrow. Quarantine employees and frontline healthcare workers will be among the first to receive the vaccine at 16 vaccination hubs across the country. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the public can trust the country's medical experts.
Understand the information, become informed from the true sources, from the authorised sources. The best medical experts in the world here in Australia designed this program, running this program to keep you safe.
Australia's one-way coronavirus travel bubble with New Zealand has resumed. From today, people will be able to travel from New Zealand to Australia without having to quarantine for 14 days. Australia's Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly says briefings from New Zealand show the recent cases now pose a low risk. A judge has upheld a ruling to jail Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny as he lost 2 court cases in 1 day. In the first hearing, Judge Dmitry Balashov dismissed Navalny's appeal of a decision to imprison him for violating the terms of a suspended sentence on embezzlement charges he says were politically motivated. Hours later, another judge convicted Navalny of defamation for calling a World War II veteran a traitor for appearing in a pro-Kremlin video. Lawyers for Navalny say they plan to appeal the defamation decision and the fine imposed. In the first case, Mr. Navalny is now being ordered to serve a jail sentence for just over 2.5 years in a penal colony. The bird flu strain, known as H5N8, has been detected in humans for the first time in Russia, in cases of animal-to-human transmission. 7 employees at a poultry farm in the south of the country have now recovered after experiencing mild symptoms during the outbreak in December. Russia's chief public health officer, Anna Popova, says there's no sign of transmission between humans and the case has been reported to the World Health Organization. And to sport and tennis, Naomi Osaka has won her second Australian Open crown in 3 years with a straight sets win over American Jennifer Brady, 6-4, 6-3. Still only 23, Osaka has become the first woman since Monica Seles 30 years ago to win her first 4 Grand Slam finals. Osaka says she's really savouring this second Australian Open title win.
In a way, I was just a kid. I didn't really know what I was doing. I was winning my matches, but I wasn't really appreciating the moment, the tournament, how far or how hard it is to even get to the position that I'm in right now. So I would say the ups and downs in my career definitely opened my eyes a lot.
And now for a look at today's weather. In Perth, sunny 35. Adelaide, mostly sunny 25. Melbourne, cloudy 22. Hobart, a possible light shower 23. Canberra, possible shower 31. Wollongong, possible shower 25. Sydney, showers 28. Much the same in Newcastle, 25. Brisbane, shower or 2, 32. Similar conditions in Cairns, 31, and Darwin, showers and a possible storm, 31. This is SBS News.